eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love.
Beautiful. love that song. I love it so much. It's so deep in my heart. The feeling that I feel for that song. And that's why I say I love that song, because it's inside of me. When I hear that song, it resonates in my soul and in my body and my heart. And I just, you know, and it really is about what it's saying. Open the eyes to my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to know you, you know. And this really goes to exactly what Greg wrote on the flyer today in regards to humility. I love the fact that I could humble myself to say, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. There is nothing about me that makes me comfortable with knowing what I'm supposed to do in regards to you. And I know that I want to get back to you. I know that you are my Savior. I know that because I was taught that by my parents, first of all. Thank God for that. But now, when I became a grown man, I started feeling this relationship with you. My parents planted the seed, and I'm so grateful for that. But I was so glad that you quickened me and that I developed my own relationship with you one-on-one. And I'm so grateful that I listened. And I was told when I was younger that one day you will have your own relationship with God. And, you know, and when my auntie told me that, I was like, okay, auntie, okay. I just thought she was just being an auntie and just saying stuff. And, you know, and they always say the nice stuff, like the nicest things to you and just make you feel good. But she was so real. It was so right. And she meant what she was saying. She wasn't trying to be nice. She was just trying to inform me of what was to come. And so we're going to be doing a show actually Tuesday in regards to humility. And it would be nice if you tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Phoenix and Wardell. All right, so come on and hang out with us, and we can talk about it a little bit more intensely. Today I want to really be able to just praise God and for us to just kind of figure out where we are in this process and who we are. But I want us to really, really just kind of marinate a little bit on this music and just let it bless us, okay? So kick back, relax, and just kind of listen to what God is saying to you and what you may want to say to Him, okay? God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thanks for being the amazing God that you are. We love you, and we trust you. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Come on, guys.
Lord Jesus, hear our pleas. Our good shepherd and divine physician, we implore your mercy in the wake of an outbreak of serious illness and disease. We pray to you to protect us and our families from this pandemic and keep us safe and healthy. God, help us to be cautious so that we do not unwittingly spread this disease. Guide our efforts to prevent contagion and make preparations to care for those most vulnerable. May our actions be marked by your steadfast love and selfless service, and never by panic or fear. Assist all professionals and volunteers who work to eradicate the epidemic now spreading. Help and guide them to find a way to stop this growing pandemic soon. Bestow your comfort and healing to the sick. Sustain and strengthen them by your grace. May they know your closeness as they carry the cross of illness. And may all you have called from this life come to worship you eternally with all the saints, as you grant consolation and peace to their mourners. We pray that this pandemic ends as soon as possible, without causing more havoc and panic amongst people. Amen.
From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I'm yours. From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my toes to the top of my head.
glory. Praise you, God. Thank you so much. We're so blessed, and we need that in our lives. And, you know, it's nice to have hope, right? Without hope, what do we have? If we don't have hope, we are really in a bad place. So praise you, Lord, and thank you for the hope that you give us in this world of so much confusion and destruction. But it's nice to know how you feel about us, and that we are worthy and we are worth it, and that you're coming after us. And we love you so much for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Christmas Eve at candlelight service involves candles that are designated as faith, hope, love, joy, and the light of the world, which are all themes in the candlelighting services for the four Sundays of Advent and Christmas Eve. The thing that we're going to do today is what we did in the church, and of course for I think it could be the second or third Sunday of the Advent season. But I'd like for us to read for your reading before we light the candle after saying a prayer. So I'm going to begin. We live in a world that often forgets or limits our true joy. Christmas can bring happiness to many, but true joy is only found in one place. That's in the blessing of Jesus. No matter what our circumstance may be in this Christmas, the joy of Jesus can fill the room.
Today we remember that special joy. Mary rejoiced, not for her happiness, but for how God blessed her. Likewise, we rejoice in how God has blessed us with Jesus. Amen. Sorrow turns to joy, fear turns to gladness, and worry exchanged for prayer.
A day is coming when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. As we light the candle of joy, let us set aside anxiety and worry and rejoice in what God has done for us, and look forward to an eternity of joy with Him. Let me say a blessing first. Lord God, let your blessing come upon us as we light the candles of this wreath. May the wreath and its light be a sign of Christ's promise to bring us salvation. May He come quickly and not delay. We ask this through Christ our Lord. So today we're actually going to be lighting the candle that represents joy. First Sunday was hope. Second Sunday, love. Third Sunday, joy. And then peace. And then the lighting for Christmas Eve.
Amen. So this is what I would like for you guys to do in this moment. If you just take this moment right where we are, and just think about what we just read and what your heart is feeling, and try to communicate that to the Spirit of God. So let's just take this moment and meditate on Christ. know that we just lit a candle for peace. If you want to light a candle for peace in the world, please do so. I hope you're meditating with us. Father God, we come to you right now in the need of prayer. Father, you are the great I am. And we're so grateful that you are. Thank you, Father, for loving us despite who we are, despite our sins. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for making us yours. Thank you for everything that you do for us, Father, and with our families. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for giving us the people that came into this world and loved us, our confidants. Father, we are so blessed. We thank you for the air that we breathe, and we thank you for our health every single day. Father, we just ask a special blessing over the ones that who maybe not feeling so well right now, God, but and you know who they are. And Father, we just ask that you just bless them right where they are. Take away the pain. Heal their bodies, hearts, and their minds. Father, you know their situation. And we're so grateful. We're so blessed. We thank you so much. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Love you.
To you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you.
Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift you high in all the earth, because you're worthy of all.
Just all will be new, your name forever.
it's so good just hearing these songs and just thinking about all the good things, all the things that in my life that happened, and they just happened. And I never thought about, oh God, you blessed me. You ever look at that poem about the footprints in the sand, and you see this one set of footprints in the sand, and you look back and go, God, where were you? I was all alone. And I can see it with this one set of footprints in the sand. Where were you? I thought you said you would always be there for me. I was so devastated and lonely. I didn't know what to do. Where were you? And God replied, I carried you through that moment. So that was God's footprints carrying me. It's so beautiful to know that He's always there. You know, and we sometimes are hurting so badly and confused and not knowing what to do. And instead of reaching out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, just reach out to Christ. He's right there waiting for you. And He loves you. He knows what you're going through. And you just have to remember that your steps are ordered. Every single step is ordered. So if you've ever find yourself in a situation where it's tough and it's a difficult time, it's okay, because it's ordered by the great I Am. He knows right where you are, and He knows right where you're going. And sometimes He holds you in a specific spot for a reason. And it's about developing you and getting you ready for the next step. And making sure that you can handle it. Making sure you understand it. Making sure you have the patience to deal with it. And so sometimes you're held there on a specific step just because God is trying to prepare you for what's to come. So just remember how blessed you are to be in that step, because your steps was ordered by the great I Am. You are blessed right there. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your walk. And remember, all the grains of sand are right where they belong. You are right where you belong. You're in that storm right now for a reason. You came out of that storm right now for a reason. You're getting ready to go into the storm right now for a reason. But the reason that you need to know is Jesus is the reason. And He's the reason for this season as well. So guys, just trust Him, because He loves you recklessly. You are everything to Him.
For granted. You breathe your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Radio. Much love to all of you and your families. And we also want to wish for you guys to have a wonderful holiday and with your families, and be safe out there in traveling, because I know so much goes on in traveling and stuff. And so take care and stay warm as well, because I know it's cold out there. So God bless you guys, except for my friends down in South Africa. It's summertime. Yeah, it's going into summer. So it's the total opposite there. But thanks again, guys, for hanging out. And we really appreciate you. And sorry for the talking in the beginning of the show. My fault. But we were just discussing how to talk about the Advent and what order should go in, and I didn't pay attention that my microphone was on, so I apologize. Anyway, we love you and appreciate you. You take care, and thanks for being our friend here at Solar Records Radio. Good night, and God bless. And thanks, Greg. Once again, you're amazing, and we appreciate you, brother. Good night.
Heavy on me. Ooh. up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken.